Hi, everyone, and welcome to the special simulcast of the Neil Haley Show and Western Author Spotlight Podcast with our host, Frank Fiore. Frank, how are you? And
Doing
I know
great.
You're excited about our
Doing
guest.
great. And we're ready to saddle up with Jack Bonham, best-selling
Hey, Frank.
How you doing?
Good. You're not living in Brooklyn now.
Nope, I ain't.
Where is that background there?
My background?
Yeah.
That's my office.
I know, but outside.
Oh, outside. We live in Prescott, Arizona, up in the mountains.
Oh, nice.
Jack, where are you from? Where do you live, Jack? You said you're located in
Montana, the Bitterroot Valley.
Okay.
It's the valley that Costner made famous, calling it Paradise Valley.
Oh, wow.
My wife and I were in the first three episodes, or at least we were acting in the first three episodes, but everything ended up on the cutting room floor, except for a second and a half where I walk behind Jamie after he finds out his brother's dead.
But, all right, you know. So let's talk about why a Western author. Was that your passion to do that?
Well, let me put it this way. I have a picture of myself leaning against my father's 1956 Buick Roadmaster, and I've got a cowboy hat on and boots. And pants, of course. But that was 5 years old, so I always wanted to be a cowboy.
See, I find that fascinating and always wanted to be a cowboy, but we all grew up playing cowboys and Indians. I don't think that's a good thing to do anymore, but we all grew up, at least all of us on this call have. I don't think my kids will ever say they play cowboys and Indians because that would be politically incorrect at this point in time.
But that's too bad, isn't it?
Yeah, but I had the little figures. I had the army figures, but also I had the cowboys and Indians figures. So what do you define as a cowboy? And I'll let Frank have a next question. Like, what do you define? What does a cowboy look like? I worked as a former professional wrestler and did a cowboy gimmick at the end. Giant Butch Bronson had the cowboy hat. I should pull it out, Frank, for the next interview. I had the chaps. I had the jacket. And I went out in the ring in Germany and wrestled, because in Germany, they love cowboys. Mm-hmm. And I would go and work as Giant Butch Bronson. Hey, you know what, Germany, I'm coming back to the ring. So if you want to pay me to come out as Giant Butch Bronson, I'm back and ready to be back in the ring, and I'll put my hat in the saddle. But I wore that next week, Frank. Remind me about that the next time we do our podcast.
Yeah. Well, we did that when I was growing up. We played guns.
Yeah.
Dressed up as cowboys. And then a lot of times we would replay some of the Western movies that we've seen. But anyway, getting back to Jack, what are some of your books, Jack, that you've written, Westerns that you've written?
Well, my wife and I are the writers. She's the editor, and we've got about 72 books out.
72
we've got
books?
Series with 26 books. And I've just resurrected one of those characters, and we started a 7-book series so far. I'm working on the 8th, called Uzziah and Emmanuel, Texas Ranger Scouts. So they're back in Texas now, away from the Rocky Mountains. And I had a Seth Kincaid 32-book series on Texas Rangers. And Seth's in this new book. I'm trying to get people turned on to his books again. But I've also done, I heard the podcast that you guys did with Nick Whale and the Western.
Yep.
And I've got a time traveling Western, but it's kind of theologically heavy. I was a pastor, so probably too much stuff got thrown in there that didn't need to be in there, but I enjoy it.
So who is your best character, your favorite character that you like to write about in the books? Who's your hero?
Uzziah Ferguson O'Bannon and Emmanuel James Jones, their partners. Uzziah is Irish, obviously. His parents came over from Ireland and settled in the Shenandoah Valley. And Emmanuel James Jones is half Mandan Indian, that's up in the Montana regions, and half English. So I like those guys because they're kind of like the Odd Couple, the old TV series. They argue all the time. I mean, to the point of on the ground, rolling around, hitting each other, arguing, you know. But that's the kind of thing I like to write about.
How about humor? How do you bring humor into your novel as a relief?
Humor is always a part of it. It has to be. My humor might be a little gallows at times, because the Western sort of leans in that direction anyway. Hangings, shootings. Old-timey Western guys were kind of like policemen and EMTs today. They've seen so much violence that they have to joke about it every once in a while, because they'd go crazy if they didn't.
If you had to identify your signature novel or series, what would you want to be identified with?
Well, to tell you the truth, I'd want to be identified with a over 500-page novel called Ruthless Angels, which is about three women, three sisters in Montana, who father and mother get killed by the Indians, and they make their way back to San Francisco, where the father took them from. And it's three different stories that are interwoven until they get back to San Francisco. And I've written a sequel to that one while I'm working on that one. But for some reason, that novel, I don't know if it's 500 pages or what, but people are not picking it up. So I don't know.
But
I love that book. I love that book.
Well, the writing, you said, writing for women by a man, you find that difficult?
Are you kidding me? No. You kidding? No. Have you wooed a woman, right? Didn't you woo a woman to get her to marry you? And didn't you date? Well, that's all it is. You just got to remember that that's where my wife comes in a lot of times. She'll just pick up the laptop and throw it on the bed and say, "You're not doing that. You're not going there." I said, "Okay, okay. I'll back up." So
my wife is this way, you know, I want to get a woman's view on this, and then she'll change things that I've done. So it's good to have a wife as an editor.
Oh, so, man. Well, that she's one of the two J's. Her name's Judy. I'm Jack. So it's J.J. Bonham.
Why do you think the Western has lived so long, that people have had this in the Western for all these years?
I can tell you, I don't know why it's lived so long, but I can tell you why its resurgence is happening. It's happening because of what you said about being politically correct. Country is sick of watching everything they say and walking around like they're walking on eggshells. When you go back and you read a Western, or when you write a Western, you know, yesterday I killed three or four guys, you know, and it wasn't pretty, but people read about it. It's a world where frontier justice takes place, and I think most people don't see much justice. As a matter of fact, somebody just moved here. I help at this bar across the street Sundays and Mondays. This guy from New York City, he said, "You know, in New York City, if you slug a cop, you go to jail for two hours and you're out."
Yeah.
I don't think people want that kind of life. The same way in Chicago, the same way in San Francisco, it's legal to, excuse my French, shite on the street in San Francisco and you won't be arrested. That's wrong. That's just, so I think people like the 19th century and the early 20th century, when things were, you know, Archie Bunker, what a great character. And the way that interaction happened, Norman Lear was onto something. Unfortunately, people wouldn't watch Archie today.
No, yeah. they wouldn't, for sure. And I was talking about, let's talk about Texas Rangers. Why did you write about the Texas Rangers in some of your books?
Well, I went to school and I had a church in Austin, and the Texas Ranger Museum is in Waco. Waco, there's a lot of things that happened in Waco, but the Texas Ranger Museum is there. And I got fascinated by the fact that the Texas Rangers went to the Mexican-American War in 1845 to 1847. They were there when Santa Ana was issued, brought across Mexico to his ship to take him to Cuba. And they wanted to kill him, but they didn't. But I just find the Rangers, they're the only independent police force sanctioned by a state in this country. I mean, can you name another one? There's There's no Utah Rangers. There's no, you know, they're pretty interesting. And they dressed in their own clothes, and they were incredible horsemen.
Now, when the Civil War broke out, the Texas Rangers was disbanded during that time, correct? And what side did they fight on?
No, it's not true. Terry's Rangers went, and one of my characters was in the Civil War with Terry's Rangers. So, you know, they didn't really disband. The biggest problem they had was that female governor back in the early 20s who tried to disband them. But then she needed Frank Hammer to get Bonnie and Clyde. You know, Bonnie and Clyde weren't politically correct. They killed anybody. Cold-blooded murderers. So Frank Hammer set up an ambush, and he did to them exactly what they did to other people.
Didn't give him a chance.
Nope. That's justice as far as I'm concerned.
So that's how Bonnie and Clyde were killed, Jack?
Yeah. There's a book called Ambush written. There were seven guys at that ambush, and they agreed that nobody would talk about it until six of them were dead, and the seventh one could do whatever he wanted. You should look it up. I can't remember the author's name, but it's called Ambush. And it's way different from any movie you've ever seen about Bonnie and Clyde or Frank Hammer. Frank didn't come out in front of the car. Frank hid behind trees, just like everybody else did. It was entrapment and it was murder. But, you know, the public was tired of Bonnie and Clyde killing people.
As a writer, what would you say is the cowboy code?
The cowboy code?
Yeah.
Well, you don't talk bad about your friends. You don't talk bad about anybody unless you're willing to back it up. You treat your animals like you would treat your woman. I used to have a bunch of horses, and I rode horses until I broke my back in two places, and didn't even know it until I went for heart surgery, and the heart surgeon said, "You know, your back's broken in two places." I'm like, "I didn't know it. They're compression fractures." It doesn't limit me at all, but the cowboy code is honesty. And I heard that thing with Dick Whale. I think you're right. The Christian Western is a great way to go. And since I'm a pastor, I might just talk to Nick about that. Having a whole
I was mentioning that. I mentioned that on the podcast. That's my number one talent's ideation. And I thought Christians, well, there was a Christian, I forget what author did something like involving Westerns in certain aspects, or at least that kind of cowboy life. I think at going to the Christian route, there's so much money to be made. Only movies that are filling up theaters now are Christian movies. Ultimately,
here's the deal. You can do the Christian movie, the Christian book, and you can also serve God at the same time, because you're essentially, nobody's getting the gospel anymore. I'm sorry. It's just not out there. Churches are mostly old people. There's got to be some way. All my novels, I slip something in from the Bible. I always do. Somebody dies, Uzziah's up there at the head of the grave reading from the Bible, talking. It's a part of who we were, and I think it's a part of who we are.
Yeah.
Huge following, and it's amazing, and really we're definitely seeing a lot with the Christian films, and they're just really doing well in the box office. I don't know about books, well, but it's a Western Christian, that's really getting niche for sure. Where's the best place we can find information on you, Jack? Purchase your books and learn more about you.
Go to Amazon Books, just put in JJ Bonham and watch them all come up. I mean, that's about it. I don't have a website. I had a website, but the guy got mad at me, so he erased it.